When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It looks like he's turning around parts of it. You know, it's hard when you have a quarterback with a rating with God, you know. He has the ability, but something just is not jiving. But if you look at any head coach of a quarterback like that, you're going to see similar results.
It's the owner of the Jets, Woody Johnson, talking about the Bills' recent struggles. He's talking about Justin Fields, actually. It's tough to win when you have a quarterback like that. I suppose. Tyrod Taylor going in, taking over, reportedly, for Fields. What a disaster. And by what a disaster, of course, I'm referring to my best ball portfolio.
Right.
All those Fields teams.
Who could have seen any of this coming? That Justin Fields wouldn't have been a good idea to be a starting quarterback in a two-year contract, even. Like, go Jets! J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. Of course it's going to be a disaster. He's been mostly a disaster. You're the Jets.
Match made in heaven.
You're always a disaster. Aaron Rodgers signed for you and played four plays and his leg fell off. You're the Jets. Nothing's going to ever work.
Jets in the playoffs by 2030. Yes or no?
I'm going to go no.
That'll put some longevity up on that
board.
That's
not that far off.
2030.
That is not that far off.
Five more years. This year plus five. The Jets' playoff drought makes it to 20 years.
I can see it.
7 out of 16 make it.
I mean, I don't know. What do they have to do? The thing that they have to do, like, yes, they need to draft the right guy at quarterback, right? They need their Drake May or their Josh Allen, like, you know, whatever you prefer. May's a little more current. It was only draft before last. They need that guy, but then they're going to need the rest of it, right? Drake May was not going to work with Gerard Mayo and a bunch of Belichick leftovers. They needed to, like, clean house. And even then, like, it takes a while. The Jets, front and center, there's the owner today. He's not changing. He's going to be in charge. So
he's blaming Fields.
That is ultimately going to limit who his new head coach handpicked, right? I mean, that's what happened.
Right. Fields ran on Detroit when he was the defensive coordinator of Detroit.
You
only so many options. But.
You are. I mean, Glenn was a very attractive candidate, right? Like, both of the Lions guys were expected to get jobs. So, you know, they got their jobs. But I feel like the more they flail around, like, they need to kind of luck Pegula had when he hired McDermott. He went looking for a guy like McDermott because Rex Ryan was a clown show. So he wanted strong faith-based leadership. It's something he even said at the news conference describing McDermott as his introduction. Right? So he was looking for a certain profile. And, man, he nailed it. I mean, if he wasn't looking for that, maybe he would have landed on somebody else. I don't know. But they wanted like conservative process guy, and they got it, and the results speak for themselves. The Jets are going to have to find that guy first. And the pool, I think, it's thinner all the time. With the more news conferences that Woody Johnson does, where he talks like he talked today, your name here, hotshot young coordinator, you're like, I don't really want the Jet job. Okay, nobody can win there. I'll wait. I'll wait till next year. And like, you know, you can get burned, right? The Houston guy should have maybe taken a job 2 years ago. He didn't, and his star has fallen. So, you know, sometimes you got to jump, right? Ben Johnson waited, and that looks like it's going at least well enough early on here in Chicago. But man, like the organization from the top down there, there's a problem. The owner, his kids, whatever it is, that'll go on as long as he's there, I think. I mean, the Bill, we lived this life for a very long time.
Well, yes. And I know that Zach Wilson happened, but they're winless. They should be picking in the top five, unless Taylor ruins it for them by being decent, which could happen. The Bills almost never did, right? They picked Darius in the top five the 1 year, but they were usually able to win six games.
Right.
And they never, well, they did eventually Manuel, but usually they would not pick a quarterback, right? Because they were a little bit too good. There was a little bit of hope with Fitzpatrick and the like over those years. So 2030, though, I'd have to, if you really want that action, I would give it to you. I'll even go to 29. And like, if 2030, 29 can be the deadline, just because I'm nice like that. If you wanted that, I'll give you that.
I'm down.
That the Jets will not make the playoffs until at least 2030.
Right. Okay. Yeah. We can word that however we need to word it.
That's it right there.
Put an amount on it. I'm good with whatever.
Got to account for inflation, because by then, the soonest one of us will get this, well, no, they could make it next year.
Right. You could win the bet.
The soonest you'll get the money is in 2030.
Right, so I need it to be $1,000 then.
Which will be worth
$50. That's about what a sheet pizza and 50 wings are probably going to cost by 2030.
I want my money in medals if I win. And I don't mean nickels, like that nickels guy. I want gold or silver. I demand it. David is next. Hello.
Hey, guys. Wanted to make a couple of points. We keep talking about lack of weapons for Josh to throw to. We're hashing over Coleman and Kincaid and Shavers and all those guys. He's got a reliable tight end who's been with him for 7 years. His name is Dawson Knox. I think the guy is an excellent, excellent tight end, and he's getting one or two balls a game. I don't understand. When I watch the games and they show the view from the end zone, it looks to me like he's open a lot, and Josh is not even looking his way. And the other guy that they're not throwing to at all, who one of the big hypes about him when they drafted him was you can line him up as receiver or in the backfield, is James Cook. Why are we not throwing 10 balls a game to James Cook? I don't understand. I don't know what Brady's doing. And, I have a big problem with Brady as far as, I'm not talking about trick plays, but he doesn't seem to be, the offense is not very imaginative. And right now, Josh, especially the last two games, but really the whole year, he looks like he's lost out there. Like, he can't find a receiver. He doesn't know what to do. I don't know if that's like preparation in the film room with Brady, or he's drawing up bad plays or whatever. I'd like your opinion of why you think, I mean, don't get me wrong, I love Josh. We all love Josh. I think he's great. But he hasn't been great the last few games, and I want to know what you think is going on there.
Well, I don't think it's because they don't throw to Knox more or even Cook. I mean, 10 targets a game. Look up what that would be in the NFL. No, 10 targets a game would be, like, elite. And I think the easy answer is neither of those guys is good enough to command those kind of targets, even Cook. But this came up last week, and I'll capitulate a little bit on thinking that they maybe not only should, but will throw to him. Well, they don't throw to him at all, really, right now.
Right.
So I think you might see some of that Sunday. Knox has never been, how you can tell, Not that every coach is perfect, of course, but how you can tell if a player is good enough for a point, like he needs to get the ball more with receivers and even tight ends.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
They earn their targets. And Knox has just never done, even in his big touchdown year, you heard me, if you listened back then, bet against him because, like, that's a fluke. And it was. PFF this year, for what it's worth, 50 tight ends graded. He's 45th in receiving grade. And that's not because Allen chooses not to throw to him when he's open. It's because he's not open. And he doesn't really play that role anyway. So, yeah, there's been some confusion on their offense. We all talk about separation or lack thereof. You had injuries last time. But I don't think they have to be that far away. Get those guys back. We'll find out tomorrow whether that's going to happen. You'd like to think it would after a week off, Kincaid and Samuel.
Yeah, I mean, I want to be hopeful, especially about Kincaid. And like that, I think, you know, forget about, I'm not even, Knox is an afterthought to me. Kincaid's numbers extrapolated, like he's just not on the field enough, but when he is, their offense is at its very best, like among the best in the league. Like their expected points per play with him on the field is great. I think they got to walk a fine line there because of his health, but playing less than 50% of the time, I think, is something that should change. I don't want to go overboard on Cook catching the ball on Sunday, but if there's an alternate line for like 3.5 catchers or something, I'd bang it on him on Sunday because I would expect that. Just like the questions are coming out here amongst the fan base and us in here, I think those questions would be asked internally. Like, especially if we're trying to beat a blitz, why didn't we do this? Should we be doing this? He's the next most dangerous guy on the field outside of our quarterback. Let's get him the ball this way too. Like maybe, you know, so predictable. We're running it when he's here. We're passing it when he's not. Not that they don't pass with him on the field, but it's the caller said it earlier this week. The him off the field is a pass play. Like you got to change that. So that doesn't involve him catching the ball necessarily, but that would be a new thing that they haven't done much of this year. I also don't want to become a team that just throws it to the running backs constantly.
No.
That's what the Chargers had been earlier in Herbert's career. And like, what are you doing here?
That's right.
So be careful. But having it as something else to have teams have to be ready for and prepared for, and who knows, maybe he houses one because, you know, he's good in the open field. I mean, I'm all for it.
The one team that gets away with throwing the ball to the running back a lot is San Francisco. Like the one good team. You don't see the Chiefs do it. You don't see the Ravens do it. You don't see the Eagles even do it. Like, Barkley didn't get balls really through the air. That's last year I'm thinking of. It's what bad teams do. So, yeah, those are not low percentage. They're high percentage plays, but they're just low impact plays, throwing the ball to the running back, usually. And by the way, Knox, I mean, he does have value, and it's in blocking. And I mentioned PFF and where he ranks as a receiver, but run blocking, second in the league, pass blocking, top 10, and the Bills use him accordingly. They use them right, I think. Thanks for the call, David. Mike Shope and the Bulldog here. Guess who? Trista Crick joining us. She's Trista. How many Tristas do you know? She's coming up at 6 with the
one
with the NBA season to start tonight. Mike Shope and the Bulldog here, WGR.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.